toxic algae from Lake Okeechobee flows down the St. Lucie and Caloosahatchee rivers to the coast, damaging local economies and river bodies in its wake. But Jennifer Reynolds of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the Army Corps has to release the lake water while they're repairing Lake Okeechobee's dike. She told lawmakers today they won't know how much the water should hold until they do a study.
We believe that once the dike repairs are finished, we should and will and plan to conduct another study that looks at that and answers that question more extensively.
But dike repairs aren't scheduled to be done until 2025. Meanwhile, a 2015 report by the Florida Realtors Association says the discharges have had a negative effect on home values in Martin and Lee counties. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.